the wave.
I've got some news for you.
Entertainment news with Gunners and Ali.
There is a lot of controversy surrounding the first trailer for the Michael Jackson documentary Leaving Neverland, which airs on Netflix in March. The documentary features interviews from James Safechuck and Wade Robson, who stayed at Neverland Ranch when they were children and claimed they suffered abuse from Jackson.
Just kid things. They were just doing kid things.
He just came across as a loving, caring, kind soul.
There's no thoughts of this is wrong or anything like that.
He told me if they ever found out what we were doing, he and I would go to jail for the rest of our lives.
Secrets will eat you up. You feel so alone.
I want to be able to speak the truth as loud as I had to speak the lie for so long.
Wow, pretty heavy. Leaving Neverland airs Netflix in March.
Pink has released the first single from her highly anticipated new album, Hurts to Be Human. The song, Walk Me Home, was co-written by Nate Roos from the band Fun and boasts slick production and pop beats. Check it out.
So come on and show me how I'm good. I think that we could do some good.
That sounds absolutely huge.
Yeah, you can definitely tell Nate Roos's influence on the music there and those drums.
Definitely. Hurts to Be Human is out in April.
The Mayor is also going to drop new music this Friday. Of course, I'm talking about John Mayer, the alternative blues, jazz, folk, pop-infused artist. He took to social media to tease the date and the song, I Guess I Just Feel Like This, which goes like this.
I guess I just feel like... I guess I just feel like... Nobody's honest, nobody's true, everyone's lying.
That sounds all right as well.
Nice and cruisy.
Gwyneth Paltrow has decided that she's done playing Iron Man's girlfriend, Pepper Potts, after the forthcoming Avengers Endgame. She told Variety, I mean, I'm a bit old to be in a suit and all that at this point. I feel very lucky that I did it because I actually got talked into it. I was friends with Jon Favreau, who, of course, directed the movie. The Oscar-winning star has said she hasn't ruled out a cameo appearance in the future.
And with having no official host this year, the Oscars have announced more presenters for the upcoming awards ceremony. Helen Mirren, Michael B. Jordan and Pharrell Williams are the latest celebs to join the impressive list of presenters for the 91st Annual Academy Awards, which will air February 24.
I've got some news for you.
Entertainment news with Gunners and Ali.
91.7 The Wave.